It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 847.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy hump day.
It is hump day. Go check out our hump day replay with Georgie Boy. Today's special guest, Reese Mitchell.
Reese Mitchell. Yeah, pump that one.
I got up at like 6:15 this morning, and I discovered this software. I got this email. I went down this rabbit hole, and it's changed my life. Because
that's a big call, mate. That's
More than drafts. No, it's more for as an editor, or even like this is going to get you excited as well.
All right, here we go.
All right, so think about I can't remember the name of the software, but I've been using it all morning. And I'm loving it.
Uh-huh. Look out for the endorsement deal. This is a paid ad.
It's definitely not a paid ad. Now, it is. So, the thing that we've been trying to work out for a long time is
how to make money.
that very much so. But also, do it look like I'm slightly out of sync to you? Or is this always been the case? I think this has always been the case.
Just slightly, I'm watching. Mate. We're just trying to do our best, you know. Right. Okay. 847 episodes in.
The great feature is... With the Daily Talk Show,
yes.
Think about how much... Fuck, that's annoying me about the sync thing. Is this normally the case? Am I having a massive head fuck?
I don't even know. I can't tell, mate.
One, two? Yeah, this has always been the case, but I've only just realised it now. Getting into the weeds this morning. The feature is the Daily Talk Show. We have all of this footage, so much footage, hard to deal with it all. I'm using this software. I've got this project at the moment where... I'm looking at lots of old archival footage.
Yeah.
And this tool is a media manager where I can click on the drive and it brings all of the video clips, everything to the front so I can see everything. I can tag it all and then you can create Premiere Pro projects or you can send it to Final Cut Premiere Pro with all the selects that you have. Isn't that great?
Wow.
And so you could do sub-clipping. So, for instance, say... we're working on a there's one single clip, and within that clip there's a bunch of interesting bits that we want to use. I could be like, I want this bit, this bit, this bit, this bit. We could get anyone that's even not an editor within our team to use this software, grab selects, and then we can create. Do you think that's a cool tool, right?
Mate, it's amazing. You're either super hard right now or you're soft as a shell crab.
Why do you say
internals of a shell crab. I know, because it's either going to get you going or get you really sort of get you soft.
No, I'm fired up.
I'm fired up too. That's the kind of shit that gets me going. Though. Like, it doesn't take much to get me going these days, mate. Well, just tell me about...
Finding old... Like, I found my old... I filmed my pa who's passed away. I filmed all of this footage that I hadn't seen in a long time. And because I did it on one of my personal drives, I just started seeing all of the things that I'd filmed over the years.
I mean, the closest you get is plugging in a hard drive and doing some wacky thing that most people don't know how to do is searching for file type, categorizing it, which is a pain in the ass because it doesn't actually... You can't do anything with it. You're just finding them. You don't know what folder it's in. Yeah. It helps. Do you think this kind of shit is going to become automated one day? Like, you'll say, I want a video of my pa, and you put his face in, and you write a few specific bits. Like, you remember, footage from when we were eating schnitzel. I feel like that's what you and your pa would do.
Google, we would have had cheese and gherkins. It's called Kyno, KYNO is the program, and it's described as media management and workflow software. It's got a lot of interesting features, but just that has been one of the things that we've been trying to work out, the best media manager. To be able, think about all the highlights videos that we put together, and being able to, streamline that even further is exciting.
Okay, this is a great moment to sort of share with you because I could use Kyno for something I'm thinking about.
Oh, great.
What do you think about me starting a YouTube channel for Bodhi?
Oh, great. I love that.
What do you think? Bodhi loves his new thing is watching other YouTubers, like kids. Like, and then I watch their wacky dads and I'm over there. Bodhi's just consuming the content. I'm over there going, I'd fucking make a better video than this. I'd nail this. That dad, daggy. I'm cool dad.
And so, what would the content be?
This is, I feel like, I mean, are the dads, this is before we get to the content, are the dads creating shit that they just want to and their kid is along for the ride? That's what I'm trying to work out.
Sure.
Or is it... So, for instance, Bodhi's 3.5.
Yeah. He loves YouTube.
But he loves it. He can find YouTube on my dad's phone when my dad doesn't even think he has YouTube on his phone. And my dad called it Google. He's like, he found Google.
How did he find it? Watching videos.
Legit. I reckon he went to the browser, probably typed it in.
No. Well, we were somehow talking... using our like business phone stuff, and Bodhi had your mobile phone. I'm on the phone to you, and then I'm like, "Tommy Jacket's calling me." And I'm like, "What have you done? What buttons have you? What's going on?" And you're like, "That's Bodhi." And I answered. I said, "Hello." He said, "Hello, Josh." I was like, "Oh, hey, Bodhi." And then he clicked FaceTime, and then he starts accepting. He's like.
You hung up on me. You're like, man, I gotta call. Yeah. I gotta speak to Bodhi. No, but so, yeah, that's what I'm trying to work out. Other parents, is it just purely for their sake, or so? There's two things. Bodhi loves, and this is where I don't know. You got to tell me. Have I got a blind spot? I think Bodhi loves adventures. I think Bodhi loves trying shit for the first time, going down hills. He likes sort of adrenaline. He likes playing a bit rough. You know. Crashing and tumbling cars, jumping, doing parkour. Yeah. Like the kid is a sort of, he's multifaceted, left-handed, you know.
Is he left-handed?
Skateboards. He? Yeah, he's left-handed. Left-handed. Skates natural though. Mm-hmm. Like there's a bunch of sort of, you know, he's a quirky dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a funny guy. Loves talking to people. And so I just thought
have you brought the idea to, do you think that it would blow his mind if he had his own YouTube channel?
Well, he's a little narcissist, loves watching himself back.
Yeah.
Loves watching himself. I think this is great.
I mean, we spoke about, I remember, I think it was when I was in Turkey, I just had this moment where I'm like, these experiences would be great having you with Bodhi.
Yeah.
Like him experiencing some of this stuff for the first time. And I think I messaged you, I was like, you should do a travel, like when Bodhi's old enough. I know, what, like 5?
Yeah.
You should go and do, you know, go to these different places and, you know, film the experience.
Well, I think as Bodhi's brand consultant, Josh, what would you sort of advise him on in terms of longevity of his channel? You know, because if he opens the doors as this sort of kiddie channel but doesn't have room to grow, you know, he's the guy who started the prank channel and then wants to do self-development on the same channel.
No, I get that. I get that.
Bodhi's World. Something Bodhi's like that. World.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
Bodhi. Do you like Bodhi's World?
Bodhi's World. The good thing is, like, Bodhi isn't that much of a common name. And so we do have options around what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because there's in saying that though, there's there is, you know, some things. There is a few Bodhi because I think people have gone to it as like that's they've had that same thinking. Cute Bodhi is the tree Buddha sat under, so there is a connection. So you'll at least find a few yoga centers with the name Bodhi in it.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Or
yeah,
spin bike. Greg
on the YouTube chat because we stream live as well. He just said even though she doesn't upload videos, my daughter finishes her videos with like and subscribe.
Greg, that is awesome.
I love that.
Imagine if Bodhi collabed with Greg's daughter.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But I mean, I was thinking, like, it's as I, you know, like, there's something in me that's almost like I love creating content for myself, and we've got this show where we create content for, you know, there's a lot of fulfillment that comes out of working with other creators too. That we're now sort of, you know, we're experiencing, which I see that as an opportunity for Bodhi and the stuff I... You know, this kid has a back... This kid could use Kino. Like, yep. Think about all the footage I have of Bodhi.
Yeah, yeah.
The kid has... But then I'm like, what are the boundaries in terms of, you know... What do you think about someone who... If you met someone like this kid... Like, for example, I was watching... I can't remember the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's this family in the States... And he has like three daughters and they're all vlogging. But then you cut to the dad. The dad's like a nerdy dude. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the kids are cooler than the dad.
Yeah.
But then I was like, imagine this guy. He's just like, his house is overrun with like three little vloggers. Influencers. No, dude, these girls all have their own Instagrams, like over a million mm-hmm. in each. And then they have YouTube channels. They are ginormous.
Uh-huh.
But they're calling the shots in that that household.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm thinking about all of this. I think that it would be good to get something. We need to play to Bodhi's strengths right now. So I think it's the video stuff. I'd love for him to start a podcast early, and I'll tell you why. I think that most kids, they're not excited by kids aren't excited by podcasts, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that there's the opportunity of him building the audience on YouTube, and then we can have the podcast, you know, big media company network. He can have his own show that then he can siphon that YouTube audience, the younger people, across to his podcast.
And you'll set him up a mailing list.
Yeah. You'll get all that sort of stuff.
All the trimmings with the big media company network.
What about TikTok for Bodhi? Is he too young for TikTok?
Too young. Too young to care about it. He doesn't care about anything other than doing his own. You know, like he loves doing shit like strapping a monster truck to the front of my electric skateboard and then we go skating. And he's just like, you know, like he's right into just sort of doing shit that feels good. But I don't know if... I would like him to sort of have the emphasis on creating over consuming mm-hmm. as he grows up.
What about something that has both of you in it equally? So rather than Bodhi being the star, what about if it's so? So Bodhi was born what 2016?
2016.
2016, is that right?
17,
yeah. He's four, 18, isn't he?
19.
Is he three?
He's three. 2017 then.
Yeah?
Fuck, mate, I forget.
2017.
Yeah, 17.
He was born in 2017. February 14, 2017.
Got pregnant in 2016. It fucks my head up.
Mm-hmm.
You're pregnant, you know, you're 9 months. It's all happening.
I understand how it works. But there could be something around like 88 and 2017, like 1988 v 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Or just something around you introducing Bodhi to all of the cool things from your childhood.
Oh, yeah, from 1988. So, you do one new, one old. So, you do modern day, so, back in the day.
You could start it at 88, realizing that at the start you don't even... So, this is the tricky bit.
Yeah.
If you do it from 88, you're not going to know the trend necessarily because you were just born.
Yeah.
And Bodhi wouldn't have known it either. And so, potentially, there's a risk in you both not being that into whatever the thing is that you're showing.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
maybe... Who's it for? What's it for? Who watches these channels? Like, I see what Bodhi watches and mm-hmm. he's into, and it's like...
Do you think that it wouldn't be good having you in it as much? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. I think it definitely would be fine. It's more about who would watch this type of content.
Mm-hmm.
And then what that is like, is it too layered for a child to understand going through the years of different shit? Cause they just want to see the, you know, truck smashing in or out on the adventure down the skate park.
Sure.
But
then you also have issues with YouTube nowadays of like being demonetized. If you like they've gotten real strict on, people who are creating content for kids or with kids in it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and so there's no one making money. But I mean,
I think that it used to be, going back 3 years ago, the biggest money makers were toy unboxings and stuff like that. But I think potentially those things have changed.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Anyway, it's definitely something I'm thinking and working on.
Okay, so I reckon I like this. So what other, if we were to come up with, do we need to run a content session with him? We do a workshop that we do with creators. Do we run him through? Do you reckon he would have any sense or no?
I mean, if you asked him what he likes, he might tell you.
Yeah.
Cars. You know, he might tell you a few things. But he does like experiencing things and he's brave. So that you could, I mean, it's probably worth pulling out some of the traits from me and then you could work out and throw some ideas to him based on those understandings and be like, buddy, would you like blah, 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 and see what he says. And so maybe it'd be like a choose your own adventure channel. So Bodhi could have like on the wall, imagine if you came up with a whole bunch of ideas and then you just have him pick one, but he doesn't know what he's picking. Yeah, and so it's like he doesn't know what he's up for. It's almost like a advent calendar of content. That's right.
The I had the thought after having Dad on the podcast via phone on Sunday.
Yeah.
Did I tell you Dan Illick emailed? He said he was in hysterics in a cafe in Bondi. But I was thinking about it's a risky business getting Richard Jansen on the podcast. You don't know what he's going to say. But I was thinking about the American thing, and I was thinking how fun would it be to do. This is more for me. I don't know if the audience would like it, or if it would even have an audience. But the Jansons travel America. And so
it would be so good.
So Jake Jansen, my brother James Jansen, Richard, Lynn, but it's like the three boys and then Rich and Lynn, but it's like we're all in the back and mum and dad are at the front and it's like doing the family road trips.
Do you know that today Kim Kardashian posted saying that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is finished. And so move over, Kardashians, look out. Keeping Up with the Jansons.
Well, there could be something funny. Like, I could imagine every episode because we're all so different. So, Dad loves hot rods and cars. Jake loves like music. James and Jake have a lot of similarities, like in regards to, like sport and stuff. So,
yeah.
But I could imagine we all get a day where the family gets to pick. This is like, that person gets to pick what they're doing for the entire family.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just remember the hot rod show in Melbourne. Mm. I was just always so bored. The only good thing about it was I would get one of those hats that would have spray paint. So they would do like lines and stuff. They'd do flames. Do you remember those?
No. I can't say my dad took me to hot rod shows.
Okay. No, so, it was a, it starts off as a white hat, like a baseball cap. And then you point which flames you like. You know how you see like flames on cars? And they actually do like the air, like spray paint thing. And they,
I was watching a video with Bodhi, monster truck car details, and they've got that sort of airbrush paint and they, I can imagine similar stuff. You have to, I think, emphasize the characters a lot. And so what would just run through sort of the boys in your family? What would Jake Jansen be?
Yeah.
What would his character, like just a couple of traits on the characters of the reality show? As much as these shows are humans, they're definitely emphasized, you know?
I think that the if I go back to what we were like as kids, I think you'd have to use that as the benchmark.
Great, yeah.
But I think that this is the problem, right? I think that we've probably changed enough. Maybe we've evolved too much that there wouldn't be as many fights. Maybe.
Mate, you put you all together and throw in some, you know, a couple of boys who are hungry. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get some.
Well, great even footage. It was Father's Day, we called up, we FaceTimed with all of them. And James, who we've had many fights, like he's the oldest, I'm the youngest. And he's the one that I've got the Fitbit fight about. He thought Fitbit was going to be big. I didn't. And I was right. Anyway, I was telling him about drafts and straight away he's like, why? Why? It's like you can do this, like you can do that in notes. I was like, okay. And then I said, I made my joke. I'm like, as an epidemiologist. And then Mum says, you know, James is basically an epidemiologist. And then James is like, yeah. And he's a sports scientist. And he's like, you know, he's definitely done some credits, whatever they're called in epidemiology. I don't know if that makes you an epidemiologist. Yeah. But it's hard to argue. It's just funny how everything becomes a little bit of an argument. I said,
yeah.
I've just been watching the baseball. Why? Baseball's a shit sport. I was like, oh, you know, I like it. I was like, we're actually going to get into the NFL. First game is on September 14, my birthday. And why? Basketball's way better than NFL. And then, so James is more sort of abrasive in that way. And then Jake.
Okay, that's great.
But then Jake agrees with James, but he's a little bit sort of more sort of on my side of things. And so Jake's like.
Well, middle brother.
Yeah, he's like, why not? Like, yeah, basketball's great. Like, and then so I try and come up with some sort of excuse that they argue. And so I was just like, I sort of said, you know. I get basketball. I think I've basically clocked it. You know, I
get it. What you're trying to piss him off?
Yeah, just pisses him off more. You know, it's just like, no, I think I know everything. Like, I think basketball is just, I know the rules, I know everything there is, which I've never really watched baseball, but fuck, it pissed him off.
That sums up growing up in a house of three siblings.
Yeah.
You're older, you're younger, and you're middle. And just how the sort of fighting goes.
Well, it's said great. To, like, James doesn't even, he can't even, he's not much of a, like, he doesn't like self-deprecation.
Okay,
and so he especially doesn't like when, if I make fun. And so I said to him, I said, got on the phone on FaceTime. I said, when was the last time you played golf? He said, fucking 12 months ago. I'm like, oh, yeah. Why do you wear polo shirts every day then? I thought that was a fucking funny joke. It's like, isn't a golf shirt. It's just getting rid of, like, an Under Armour, like, fucking, it's definitely a sweat wicking polo. But anyway, no, I actually enjoy the banter. And then after the conversation, after the FaceTime, because I know what James, I know that he likes, he likes being organized, and he was big into Evernote and all that sort of thing. And so after the FaceTime, when everyone was gone, he then did message me and said, hey, do you have any links to video tutorials on drafts?
Yeah.
Yep. So he could be on drafts right now.
Coming around. Well, he needs to get onto Kino as well.
Well, no. I mean, Kino is very much an industry fit. Like, if you're wanting something that has some of the features of Kino, I would suggest to people Google Photos is great, because Google Photos you can bring everything in, you can sort, you can sort of. It's got great features. Kino is more like a post-production house thing where it's like,
questions on it? Yeah, how much are we going to have to be paying for
this? Well, it's like, I think it's like $250 a seat or something, but then there's like an enterprise-y sort of version for a couple of grand, which if it's something that I'm going to be using on a project that I'm working on now.
Yeah, yeah.
It could, if it actually works and it's the thing that everyone starts using, and if it connected to our, like, we've got a big QNAP, like, so network attached storage. So we have, I don't know how many, 14 terabytes of RAID 5 or whatever, like, storage, we have the ability to do, to connect up to that drive, to those drives, on different computers, and we can do it like through 10 gigabit connection at the office. But imagine we could all have Kino on our computers, and then you can be referencing the NAS. So you can be seeing all the files that are on the NAS. But then you can build out like, we could build out different tags. So it could be, think about all the stuff that GB has done with Hump Day and being able to put things together. So we could create bring in our transcription stuff that we've been doing, being able to put together highlight packages and fun shit really quickly.
Yeah, it's fun. I could maybe start using it on Bodhi's YouTube channel.
Developing.
One thing I would like just on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I would like depth within it to be able to do self-development for younger kids. Think about, you know, you got the fun stuff, but then you've got the life lessons with Bodhi and Dad. And so, where you actually walk away thinking about, what does resilience mean? Or what is, you know, mental health? What's, you know, why should we care about that? Or why should we talk about what's going on in our head, thinking about thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, metacognition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. And so, how do you, what's the format?
Well, his mum's drawing up a contract that, we're going to get him to sign. No. I don't know. I'll think about it.
Have you brought it to Amy? Do you think Amy would be on board?
Yeah. But I think like any idea you bring to your partner, they sort of, we're more excited about it than the partners.
Yeah, sure.
To be honest, it's a lot of work for myself over her. But that's where
only feedback was need a professional voiceover artist.
Well, I can't wait. Like, I just wonder, that's what I'm thinking about is like more of the, morally, like he wants to be in it, obviously now, but then what do you get to a point where you just cut it off and you give him the choice of being a part of something?
Yeah, maybe, so, what's the... Because you can see it going pear-shaped or you can see it being just like, if you think about child stars and how fucked up they are, what's the version of a child star for a reality show?
Yeah,
is that worse or is that like... I feel like that would be worse because then everything that's happened... And this is different. You're not saying a reality show.
No.
Stop motion is great. Kids love stop motion.
Yeah, and so... Claymation.
Yeah, no, yeah, so you can get some like cheapo apps on like the... this is what to do. Okay. You ready? You've asked for the advice, so I'll give it to you. iPad, delete all consumption apps.
Yeah.
Get rid of Netflix, get rid of YouTube, all of that sort of thing. Just have creation tools. And so then when Bodhi is on the app, like on his iPad, it's all creating, making. Imagine if he was starting to do like full-blown animation. Like, let's get him on the professional tools.
Yeah, I like that. Making videos.
We could get him starting editing. Like, maybe there is something in that. Maybe we could get him to start doing some basic editing, understanding shortcuts.
Mate, that'd be good. Get could him on we? The tools
or do you
early.
Think it's, is it too soon?
Well, it's way too soon. He loves doing the camera. He does enjoy sort of getting that out. And
GoPros or something? Should we give him the GoPro at the office that can be his camera so he can fuck it up?
I've got an iPad, an old one,
mm-hmm.
which, yeah, you could definitely get rid of all the junk on there.
Yeah.
And then just use it for creating. I do like that because then you get his point of view mm-hmm. on a few scenes. If you get him interested in taking it outside to film his monster trucks. And then he respects the craft too. There's nothing like talent who doesn't understand how the tools work, you know?
But there's so much in the, like, getting out and filming you. And like, when I was a kid, like, the catch cry from my mum, which is very, very supportive, but when I would be filming her all the time, she'd be like, "Josh, get out of my face!" because I'd be just like, she'd be fucking cooking or whatever. And I'd just be zooming. I'd be checking fucking white balance or trying to work out like how much I can zoom in. If I zoom into her nose, would it still be in focus? You know, shit like that. So you're just being real. But I like that would be fun.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's definitely something in the works.
Haven't I? I feel a bit fucking after that hit. It's like a junkie. Just seeing all of your files like that and just be watching videos. I'm sending like Blage. There's a bit like I was just randomly filming Blage. He's just like the shit that wasn't good when at the time when you filmed it is the gold now. So it's just like me testing out a camera and our mate Blage is like speaking to his business partner at the time. He's like, oh, mate, if we charge double, we'll do it. just having business, like real dumb business conversations. Very funny.
I love it. I'm gonna get into that program for sure.
A 30-day free trial.
Use that to build out a intro video for Bodhi's YouTube channel, and then just have it as a, you know, welcome. I'm gonna work out the name. We'll workshop the name. If you have a name for Bodhi's YouTube channel that you think. Let me know.
I'll tell you right now because my favorite thing to do is seeing what the what domain names are available. So the hang on. If I type in Bodhi.
Bodhi does.
You could get Bodhi.institute. Bodhi.money, Bodhi Fitness, Bodhi News, Bodhi. Oh. So this is dot like
Bodhi.tv.
Yeah, oh, I see what you mean. Now Bodhi.tv, Bodhi.coffee, Bodhi.expert. Let me have a look. Let's see if
Bodhi Expert. Oh, here comes the child star.
Here we go, Bodhi. He's crying. We get him on? Can I say hello to him?
Nah, he's not in a good way. As he's I feel like I'm Michael Jackson's dad. sorry, mate. He's not doing well right now.
Bodhi.capital if he was doing some sort of investment.
mate, these are all potential shows for the future. If my dad thought about it, imagine if I had...
Bodhi.tv is $5,000. I don't think it's worth it. At that point, just change his name. alrighty.
Anyway.
Thank you, everyone. If you are enjoying the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Tell a mate as well. And if you tell a mate, let us know that you have... and if you don't feel like telling a single person, the other great thing you could do is share on Instagram. Do an Instagram post now. Maybe do a throwback or something with some old footage that you found. Tag us up. Whatever it is, maybe you can just tell people that you're listening. We want people to know that we're still alive and doing this thing. And you know,
we love you guys.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Have a good one. See ya.
See you tomorrow.